Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
Awesome, awesome. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We're at on WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. Excited because we're the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high schools, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We want you to be a part of it. It's an interactive opportunity. We're being broadcast on Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRL, two Instagram pages that I'm excited to be able to put all this together. We have Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, 1-5. And also, we're partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So glad to work with them on Beta Phi Sigma Quavo with the number 10 is Dale Hannah. And we're partners, and they sponsor a lot of our prizes to giveaways. So we give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We're excited also to be on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and the many co-hosts that call us in from time to time, hoping you can hear from tonight. I'll share those names of those individuals who co-host from time to time, remotely, of course, but we try to bring them in so they can share their expertise. You also can check us out on the web. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then you have a chance to connect through Twitter. You can tweet the show at the Smith Way Production, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach with the K, _L_Smith, at Elliot Darrell with the number 1, at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. Really excited. So we want you to be a part of this. You also have an opportunity to catch us, catch our shows on demand. You can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, LinkedIn, and our YouTube channel. We're so glad to have a chance. That's the Smith Way Production. And if you want to truly, truly be a part of our giveaway, we will ask you to send us a couple of things. You can email it to us. Send us your name or send your cash out. You can send your name and your cash out. Send your PayPal, which is a transaction name that we like to have so we can share some things with you all. Venmo, Zelle to Lorenzo D. Smith 15@gmail.com. And our giveaways are trips. When so far in the last 2 years, we gave away 8 trips to Atlanta, 1 trip to Gatlinburg, and also a trip to Orlando. So we're glad. But coming up, this is our 5-year anniversary. In the month of September, we are on the 27th of 2017, this vision came to fruition. And now in 2022, it's 5 years we've been able to broadcast. Started off with 1 show. We're up to 9 shows. We're excited because we are heard in 33 countries. That's all over the world. And what makes us global. So that's why when we said WBSW Radio, the internet station using all the social media, and we're number 1. And we're glad to have that opportunity and that title. Our show tonight is titled, Marching to a Championship Part 2. Before I get started, I want to give a shout-out to my son. He's joining us on Facebook. That's Lorenza Williams. Thank you so much, son, for joining us. Known to many as Adrian. Chassie Marcel joining us as well, and I'm looking like she may be a member of Baker Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Bush EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, along with Latonya.up is joining us. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all at this point joining us, and you take care of yourself, because we love having you here, along with the other 33 countries of watchers and listeners. And we have a co-host on tonight, and I'm going to give him a shout-out, but I'm going to share all the co-hosts that join us from time to time. One young man, he lives in North Alabama. He's known to many as King. He's known because that name was given to him by the other co-hosts that say he was having a lot of success coaching and changing the lives of young men. So they call him King, none other up in Madison, Alabama. Meridianville, Alabama, Coach Terrain Touchdown Edwards. Also, our two young ladies that join us from time to time. That's a millennial, and right on the top side of millennial is a young lady who in essence made history by accepting a position as a head basketball coach of a boys varsity program in the city of Montgomery. So as a co-host, she was grinding, and God blessed us with that, her with that opportunity to be the fourth female in the history of Montgomery Public Schools athletics, named a head coach of basketball program for boys on the varsity level. That's Coach Lauren B. Smith. And also, her awesome co-host out of the southeast part of Alabama, we'll call that, down in that central, however you want to call it, down in Georgia, Alabama. Young man they call Lala. He known for many as Marvin. So we'll call him out and shout out to Coach Marvin Lala Smith. And the next young man, I won't give him a shout out. I'm telling you, hold on. I don't want to lose you. I want you to stay because I want you to share some awesome things with you. He was a supporter of our program. When we started out, he was a part as one of our co-hosts. Okay, but he helps with so many other things. He's known to a lot of individuals in from Montgomery all the way down to the line of Florida and Alabama and over to Georgia and Alabama. He's the conductor of the E-Train. Come on now. He's known as the Don King of all things. And Don King of Quarry. He works at an awesome radio station known the Big KD. None other than our supporter, our co-host, who helps with everything. None other than Damn, E-Chain, Elliot, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Also, Brother Marvin Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. And the next co-host we have here. And see, I'm taking time to give a shout out to these brothers, because these brothers give us their time. But he's known as our high school resident expert. He's a young man that when he show his hand, he go ahead and put them all in one or two now, all the championship rings. We always give him a shout out. He retired a couple of years ago from his full-time job. Now he do what he call a part-time job, but he's still an athlete. A member of Phi Beta Fraternity, vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. None other than my fraternity brother, Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. How you doing, Coach Stallworth?
My brother from another mother. And again, happy belated birthday to you, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, brother, so much, man. I tell you, boy, you know, time is slipping by. You know, every time we put a feet down, another year can slid up above us. And we just up at your top, putting our feet on the ground. You know, somebody pushing dirt on us saying that they remember us. And that's what it is. Thank you so much, my brother. Awesome, awesome. I'm glad to have you, brother. We got an awesome format tonight, and the title of our show is Marching to a Championship, Part 2. And, you know, we started with the preseason about 6 weeks ago. And when it started out, you know, everybody seemed to have their pick to be who would be at the top. And the normal individual called the blue collar of the cream of the crop, how you want to call it, is up there in football in the top. But there are some other teams that's coming. They're grinding, trying to get there. And we're going to talk about a march that's marching to a championship. So we want to exactly look at certain things, especially in our areas we focus on, Brother Stalwart. No, we want to focus on the historical black colleges and universities and high school and middle school. We want to focus on the athletics because sometimes their old schools are omitted in the bottom column of the last page of the newspaper or the sports page. But we want to talk about them a little bit tonight. And we're going to start off with this awesome game that was played last weekend at ASU, Alabama State University Stadium, between number one ranked in the power rankings of a historical black college university, Jackson State University, led by Coach Primetime Sanders, and Alabama State University Eastern School, led by Coach Eddie Robinson. And the result from the game, I'll tell you, Coach Stalwart, if you want to kind of share your thoughts on that game, I'm going to jump in and I'll give the score. The results is already here, but if you want to share your thoughts about that, then I'll kind of come in with the score and some follow-up on that.
You know, the city of Montgomery, as well as Alabama State University, and, of course, SWAC, should be very appreciative of a game of that magnitude. I don't think that's really hit home yet.
Yeah.
To fill a stadium, how old is that stadium, Dr. Smith? At least about 10 years old?
It's something like that because it was around like 15 or 14 or something.
To be able to overcapacitate that stadium says a lot, and that's a lot of volume behind it. And I think the game had more going for it than football versus football because the magnitude of two coaches both playing in the professional level, Prime being Prime, everybody knows that, and he's going to catch everybody's eye. I don't care if he spit or jump or sit down. But if you get down to the game part, both teams play very well. There's no such thing as a moral victory. However, Alabama State University set the tone of the game, jumping out 6-0. Like any other level game, you're going to have turnovers. But the one thing I say about turnovers in the sport of football is most of them are because of physicality. But I think Alabama State University players, if they don't get caught up into all of the conversion and the issues that happen at the end of the game, has a bright future going forward because they were very competitive in that game.
Awesome, awesome. And Coach Stalwart, he is so right. I was sitting up in that nosebleed section, but it was a ticket given to me, so I complained with people because it was a sellout. It sold out, put it that way. And it was an awesome atmosphere. We're talking about pageantry. And, you know, those games that fill stadiums like that for at the historical black college and university, we profit from it because when the people driving by the interstate look up there in that stadium and see people sitting at the top level, they know that stadium is filled. And you can see it on I-85 south or north. You can see the stadium. And cars are parked all over, even on the interstate. As you exit the interstate, people are parking on the side. But the ideal here is that It's all about putting meat in the seat. Put your meat in the seat. If you want to represent, don't talk the talk. Really go walk the walk by putting your meat in our flawed Jackson State and Alabama State University, their fans, their supporters, their administrators, for putting the meat in the seat. It was a sellout. And I'll tell you, even outside in the area over there of tailgating and all that, you had so many people out there. And it was like it one time when they played Tuskegee. When they played Tuskegee for Thanksgiving, but that's in the middle of the season, as Coach Stormer said. I don't stay held at all. Now, I'm all excited about this because, as I said last year, this is a product of, if people remember, they didn't play football in Akron. I'm talking about historical black colleges. They didn't play football in the fall of 20, but they played in the spring of 2021. And that was a benefit for the historical black college because your network focus in on the historical black college and university. And then in 2021 fall, they played again. So these players that Alabama State had, in actuality, may be juniors, in some cases seniors, but however, they may be in that status in school, but they might not, they're not that on the field because we got to remember the pandemic year. Everyone gets that year back who was on a team at that time. So they got players that really begin to see them. They're going to be competitive. They're going to give teams run for their money. It's going to take time because you got a new coaching staff on it. But I applaud them. It's throwing punches, and I don't literally mean fighting people, that every time Jackson State swung at them, they swung back. They got a punch. They got a punch. They went to the real, you know, Coach Stallworth, when you go out in the woodshed, when you go to the woodshed, that's the kind of battle that was on Saturday. It was a battle out in the woodshed where, you know, almost like an outhouse. It's so tight, you can't hardly move around. But you was in there with your opponent taking a shot because you were marching to a championship. You were swinging and swinging. At the end, we'll applaud both universities. Even though there were some things that we're going to just touch on a little later, the final score was 26 Jackson State and Alabama State 12. We applaud both universities. We applaud the community, ASU community and Jackson State community, because putting those individuals, the meat in the seat, took the city of Montgomery to be up behind them. And this is probably the first time they really, I can see the city of Montgomery buy in. They made the economic benefit was awesome, Brother Stallworth. It was awesome. Money was being made all over the city. And it wasn't Thanksgiving and it wasn't Labor Day. It's in the middle of the season for ASU homecoming. We applaud those universities. You can go ahead and Coach Stallworth. You want to share something?
Well, you know, and you know, the thing was, it was an event played the whole entire week. And it's just like it had the same type of camaraderie as the old Alabama State University, Tuskegee, Turkey Day, Fountain Bowl, where people came out. And
yes,
people came out, people got along. And as you say, I applaud the fan base as well because everybody came out to be a part of something special, and it was special.
Yes, sir. And that's what it's all about, my brother. And let me give a shout-out to a couple of individuals joining. We got John Blackman joining us. Thank you, John, so much for joining us. And we have Sapphire3267 joining us as well. So thank both of you all for joining and trying to see exactly what Talking Sports Plus Prime Time talking about. We're chatting as this is Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth and myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and you're listening to Talking Sports Plus Prime Time on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Coach, we're going to kind of move forward. There's a few things on here we want to touch on because we want to take this time and look at it. There was a, you know, and if you've been reading on Facebook, you've been reading on Instagram, you've been reading the wire service, that was a controversy at the end of the game. I'm not here to the point we're not here trying to decide who's wrong or right. However, the controversy made national news because it was on ESPN when I was watching after the Alabama game. So it had to do with embracing at the end of the game. And, Coach, you want to just kind of jump in, then I'll fall in right behind.
Well, the way I see and the way I'm interpreting what happened from a coach's point of view, the emotions that were in that stadium humanistically was a part of the coaches as well. As again, there's no such thing as a moral victory, and everybody wants what's best for their university. And when you got it the stage that high, sometimes accepting defeat is, may not be as easy for some as it is other, or it may have a different way of being accepted. We have to understand Deion. Deion is going to be Deion, and I'm not defending. I'm categorizing. I'm not taking sides. That's not what this is all about. But if you allow Deion not to be Deion, then you may say to yourself, something was wrong with him. He's been a highlight film all his life. You're talking about a guy that played on a multiplicity of not only NFL teams, but high-market NFL teams, like the Dallas Cowboys. And all. And then you're looking at a guy that's been to several Super Bowl and two-way player, as did Bo Jackson, in the Major League Baseball and been to a World Series. To want to come back and be a part of SWAC, I have a lot to meet that guy. I can't get past that. And I think being a part of that, and I watched him just a couple of years back too, he began to see that, you know what, this is who I am. I'm at home.
And
I missed all this. And I'm back, and I want to be a part of it. Anything Deion want to be a part of, he wants to take control of it too. That's his personality. And I think it's just like he says, the way he walked, the way he talked, the way he acted, the way he coached, sometimes it makes some people think he's beside himself, but no, he's just him. And when he came over to Coach Robinson's hand, let's be mindful. Deion took a little bit of a spanking now his first year in that stadium. by another coach, so that was part of his agenda too, coming in revenge.
Exactly.
Not taking anything away from Coach Rob, but let's look at the whole package. And he came over to do the handshake, and I saw it. It's all a different time. I got my opinion. I'm not gonna put it out there like that. But here's what I say: emotions flirted, and both coaches had different agendas at the end. I don't think that embracing on a moral victory is what I want to do now. Deion is saying, okay, now I've even a score because I did get beat in here. People got to look at all the things, and it just got blown out of perspective. I guarantee you those two guys have spoken since then and have embraced through communication, and it's all over with. Because they both are high caliber. Those types of situations they've seen so many times is unreal at the other level. But
exactly.
You know, Eddie Robinson, in his press conference, there were some things I thought was a little bit distasteful. However, sometimes you got to be careful how you go to press conference because you may not you can't take the football field into a press conference. You're not going to do well. You can't do that. You got to leave that out there. It's kind of hard to be apologetic and be mad at the same time. You can't do that. But exactly. I like the fact that he's still trying to uphold respectability for our own Alabama State University at the expense of sometimes lowering your character. And I applaud him because he's human, and it happened, and he apologized. And we need to move forward from that. And I'm sure Deion has. I'm sure Polk University has. I'm sure Polk University president has. People are going to be people. And when we as a SWAC program is on the high stage, all we got to do is do something uncharacteristic, and they blow it way out. And that's exactly what happened. So I just hope we can Well, I say it like this. Sometimes we got to get our prop whichever way we can get it, I guess.
Exactly. And Coach, I truly agree with you. And a lot of that was due to a buildup of all week. And I'm not saying on no particular person, because I'm not here to say who at fault or who what was that. But I think
that's
when
right.
You're in a coach,
that's right.
we both coached for a long time. And we
that's
know
right. That,
we can get so hyped and we get so generated that it gets us to the point that we kind of can really go ballistic, like they say. I can understand it,
that's
but
right.
You also know, because we both know, that you have to compose yourself enough to see, be a good role model for your players. When you lose that part, I think that's where you got way out of character, in a sense. And I don't think that's that young man's character. However, you know, even in the post, you said the same was said about, you know, what was said the first of the weekend and walking around the field and all that. You got to remember, we're still professionals. All
that's
the
right.
eyes are on. We got to remember that. All the eyes are on us as coaches, our players, our fans, our family members, and, you know, the university. So regardless whether you wanted to embrace or not, there's a sense, and I had this discussion with the King, Coach Tremaine, and I shared it with him, and I said that we can control any situation we want to, and Coach Starwood, you know we can. If I'd have walked
uh-huh.
up to you,
uh-huh.
it's a way that, you remember the old-fashioned way how we used to shake hands, you sting your hand out as far as you can, grip, and you don't have to embrace and hug nobody. You
yep.
still embrace
uh-huh.
it through the hand. I think that's something, sometimes you can't let emotions take away from you. Yes, you got to embrace it. A lot of people want to do that, but you got to remember, if you got something that's going on with you and you're angry, the game was the game to go with, then you got to have sense of purpose. Like I told the King, I said, you could walk in and just put your hand and say, we're just going to shake hands. That's all you had to say. And then it wouldn't have been on you. It would have been on the other coach to respond to it. So all of that, and then the press conference definitely was not, you know, I saw it was something we got to work on. But that comes with time.
Work on that.
Maturity, you'll learn how to deal with situations like that, because it's not a tick for tat on that situation. Because you're going to get another chance. And one thing he did say, and that's Coach Robinson, we'll get a chance to go down there next year and play them. See what I'm saying? So that's giving you another chance to come back and have an opportunity. All you want is an opportunity. And, Coach, that's all we ask for as coaches. Just give you an opportunity. Because I have been in situations, and you probably have, where teams have kind of beat us to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you go there,
yes,
you shake hands, and you always say, every dog going to have his day. The sun's going to shine on his butt. One, and my day is coming. And a lot of times it may not happen so much in places in football, but you come back and play the same people in basketball. Sometimes it flips the strip. So you have to understand that, have to believe that that's the effort. But we want you to truly, just if you know someone at those universities, give a shout out to them and just let them know that being able to represent the historical black colleges and universities like it was done this weekend, regardless of the other extra stuff, it still was a high level of representation where both universities truly benefit, because some people said, now this definitely going to have a little rival going more in the historical black colleges and universities or in the SWAC because they're in the same division. So that's what it's all about. But we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by calling out the 4 digits of your cell or telephone number after your location. And you can chat with Dr. Lewinsky Beeson and Coach Tony Turnstile Stallworth on WBSW Radio, the Internet Station. Coach Stallworth, several things here I want to touch on in regards to Alabama. And we're going to talk on Coach's corner about the game that they struggle and played with Texas A&M. Now,
right.
I want to kind of go back to understanding this come from a something that was sparked even in the summer, if you remember, and that everybody has built this game up is it's gonna be the game that the players gonna get back at and all that. But it turned out to be down to the last play. Now, regardless what happened for the game, whether the ball was turned over 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, you still, it came down to the last play. So, you know, I give a shout out for those coaches, handling like CEOs, telling it, instead of taking it from the discussion this spring and the back and forth. Because, see, the same thing kind of happened on that end, Coach, if you remember when there was some things said, you know, probably by both coaches. We know Coach Sagan said something about the players and being bought, and then Coach Jimbo came back and said something about I know more about him. He got an ego, you know, he got some short problems. You know, it was just they had to apologize, and everybody was looking for something much more than a game, and they got a good game. And I think both teams can grow from the game. And that's what it's all about. It's competitive. That's football. All right, Coach, you can share your thoughts on that.
You know, the stage was set. It went back to, as you said, Doc, it went back to a couple of issues about players being bought, violation of the transfer. And dealing with certain subject matters. But I think where the respectability was gained is both of those guys spent a lot of time with each other, both coaches.
Yeah.
And I think they have a lot of regard and respect for each other through it all. Because let me tell you something. It's probably not easy to work with Coach.
Nope.
But the result of Coach Saban is a outstanding accomplishment because you're going to be awarded for life with a job. But getting back to the game, as it was, it goes to show you sometimes it does not matter how you predict things. It's how the game's going to be played on the field because you don't never know who's going to be on the field to play the game.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Point number one, both teams starting quarterback.
Yep.
Point number two, I look at coaches making great adjustments through all situations.
Yep.
Alabama made a numerous amount of turnovers, but none of those turnovers that they made put them out of the game.
Exactly.
I like the way they adjust. Okay. Turn over here, fumble here, touchdown there. It goes to show you that, and I said that before, the sport of football is a game of physicality, and it's a numbers game. And if you ever start putting too much pressure on your players about fumbling the ball or protecting the ball, you're going to get away from coaching your team. That's going to happen because now I see, especially in the professional ranks here, it's more stripping ball than it is tackle.
That's
what they do. But both teams played extremely well. And what I like the most about Alabama is Alabama is going to find some kind of way to beat you because each team that comes in to play them find a way to take away their strength.
Yep.
I see them on week after week.
Yes, sir.
Every player that come off that bench and go in that game is ready to play.
Yes, sir.
You don't get signed to play at the University of Alabama, or I ain't taking away the name of Texas A&M because those are 4 and 5 star caliber players. All they're waiting on is an opportunity. They are held to a high degree of accountability in practice to be just prepared in case, and it showed that both teams were prepared without having their two best players on the field at the best at quarterback. I don't think they've been played in the best. Even both quarterbacks being on both sides of the ball, I still think it would have been a great contest. I think that rivalry has not been, hope it don't get blown out of proportion. I think it's a great rivalry. It's a respectable rivalry. I think and at the end, the defense bent, but it did not break.
That's it?
Very easy going to get away. Kudos to Alabama. Kudos to Texas A&M, too. Great football. And kudos to the SEC for making me sit down and watch games on Saturday, because I was very busy about it. If I sit down and watch football on Saturday, it got to be some good football. Well, I ain't going to sit down and watch it.
Exactly. And the thing about it, when you know, not only are you going to the stadium and putting your media in seat, but at home you put your media in the seat and you watch the ball games. And that was awesome. And people locally in the surrounding, I really think it came from all over the country, came to Montgomery, and if they was in this part of the country, they came and they left and went and got them a place, even at a place that had a television, and sit out and watch that game. Because everybody want to see, because we knew we were going to see a brand of football is at a high level. And like I said, both quarterbacks out, regardless, if you can't say, well, your quarterback there was there, my quarterback wasn't there, but to keep both quarterbacks out. But the team had to still rise up. They had to rise up and play at the best level. So the game went to a point where the final score was 24-20, but down to the last second of the game. And that's a good thing. That's the kind of football we want to see. Yeah, I want to see some points, but I want to see some defense that get down when it's crunch time, too. We're going to stop you from scoring. We're going to win
that's
this football
right.
game because we believe we're the best out here on the field. So we applaud both universities, University of Alabama and Texas A&M University, for giving an awesome display of what we call a fight. You know, the grind was on, and they made sure that they took advantage. Now, one other little question, Starwood, I want to, before I go to high school, because I want to talk about some high school tonight, because there's some games coming up on Friday night and Thursday, that particular one in this area, that's going to have people putting their meat in their seats, too. The next thing I want to kind of touch bases on, how would you address whether Alabama can win a national championship without Bryce Young? Do you believe they can win a national championship without Bryce? Even though we saw last a couple nights ago, do they have a chance to be in the conversation?
I think asking this question, if the question is asked after the Tennessee game, if the question is asked after the Ole Miss game and probably Mississippi State game, I will have a better answer for you. But the answer I give you now is I don't think that's possible because of the level of competition in the SEC that they got to go through possibly with him or without him. If he gets back healthy enough, I think they got a chance to a certain extent. But what they don't really want to do here is out of the three teams I just named in, to win two out of three of them or win one out of two of them or to win close by them, they don't need to slip to that fifth spot. So fighting back to get in there, and you got the Michigans in there and Georgia. And Clemson still hanging around. It's going to be a tough call because he does not really have – if you notice the games that he has won, some of that was having Bryce Young in a game. So having him out does not give them a 100% chance. It may not even give them a 75% chance of winning that championship. So my opinion right now is without him, no. With him, a great possibility.
And that's awesome. Thank you so much, brother. We're talking about a player that won the Heisman last year and could be on route to do it again, but not having him, just little things that Melrose was not capable to. The backup quarterback was not capable of recognizing or even holding on to the ball. You really hadn't had a whole lot. Bryce have let the ball go because he threw an interception in that game over through a player to start up the game. But the bottom line is they need that young man to be on the field for his leadership. Not only his play, but his leadership. His leadership means a lot. Every team needs not only just one leader on defense that's trying to lead the whole team. You need an offensive leader as well. You got to have somebody that's going to go to war and you know you can go to war with and go to war for. And I think that's
what. But Dr. Schaefer, I say this in reference to the University of Alabama. The most dangerous thing is for the opponent is to start worrying about what happened in the game before when you get ready to play Alabama.
Exactly.
Alabama is going to put the Melrose kid in a situation where he's going to give them an opportunity to win. I can say that, but they're going to correct some things, and they're going to make some things that's going to give him a degree of comfortability. They did it with Jalen Hurts. So
This
kid right here could be something real special, but just giving the benefit of the doubt, he just simply hadn't played the system long enough. That's all.
Okay. There you go, sir.
Just happened. I'll tell you something. You can say what you want. If he wasn't on that field, he wouldn't have won.
Okay.
You
take it.
He touched down the way. He wouldn't have won now.
Exactly. And people don't realize if you capitalize on what his strengths are. And
that's right.
His strength, because I don't care what anybody says. We can sit back there, stand in the pocket as long as you can. If you got some wheels on you and you can run like a deer, I don't care what defense out there, and they can have a spy. They had a spy on him the other night when he
started,
but they couldn't keep up with it. So the thing about it, whereas Bryce, he had, you know, I don't know what he caught up in. Think about it. He was number one. He was number two dual quarterback in the country in high school. Talking about Bryce Young. And he really don't do a whole lot of that anymore. Because someone shared, you don't need to do that because NFL, but the NFL is even changing their regards to that. When they talk about Lamar Jackson, and he can't do this. But he adds a whole new wrinkle out there that you got men that run just as fast he can't catch up with. Just think about it. Everybody has their, but you got to recognize that oop they have to get them over the hump. Coach Stallworth, let's quickly move to a couple, because I want to get to some high school, but especially talking about what's going on locally, and I want you to kind of share with us exactly what's going on with the high school. But I do want to do this before you share that with our co-host. We want to give her a shout-out, and I started off talking about it in the beginning, and that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. She finally and went on the board approved last week, so she is the boys varsity head basketball coach at Bellingham Middle School, and she will be now the fourth female in Montgomery Public School athletic history to except in the role as a varsity, whether it's middle school or high school in the city of Montgomery, in all the history of the athletic. So she's a co-host on this show. We try to congratulate. We're going to try to congratulate her every time we can, because it is much more than just being appointed and accepting the position as head basketball coach. But when you're the first female to be coaching boys, in regards to, she's not the first, she's one of the four. And we want to give a shout out to her. Also, Coach, we want to give a shout out to Coach Elvis. On tomorrow, Coach King Elvis will be playing for the Madison County Middle School Football Championship with an
undefeated
6-0, averaging 45 points a game. And his 2.1 a game. So he just accepted a position in the summer at this school. This is his second year at the school, but he wasn't a head football coach. He was a head girl coach, basketball. So he asked him now, he's taking them to the championship game of Madison County, not Huntsville, because he did that at Chapman. He won it at Chapman in middle school. Now he's winning it. And about to, we're going to, our prayers is that he can win. They play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Madison County up there at Madison Middle School. So we're going to say congratulations to our co-host, Coach Tremaine King Edwards. And we're praying for success. Bring that trophy back home, being your first year coaching this program as the head football coach. You left from Huntsville Public School, now you're in Madison Public School, won six championships for girls, five of boys and one football over there in Chapman. Now you're over in Madison. The king is still rolling, and the king is still alive. We want to
congratulations, brother. My daughter as well, for her accomplishments as well. Well,
exactly.
Both parties well deserved, especially when he can go from one system to another one and still maintain the same amount of success, especially when she can make the conversion from dealing with cross-gender, dealing with male athletics. As a male coach, that was a job with me. So, I know, hey, if she can do it, hey, kudos to her. Because her job is hand-whipped.
Hey, Starworth, I tell her she had volunteered herself so long with the AAU program with Coach Jay McCall. And what Jay McCall do is he puts all the boys or men with the girls coach and put all
right.
the girls coaching the boys or young men. So she had had
right.
experience with these kids at even a high
right.
level. So that goes when you walk in the gym with somebody says, man, that was my AAU coach. You know, she coaching you, you know, you got a chance. That's the kind of things you have to be able to volunteer. I'm going to get to this thing, volunteer. That's what she did. She volunteered to do that during the summer, traveling to New
right.
Orleans, Atlanta, D.C., Maryland, Texas, all over the country with young men, along with the organizer up there. That's Coach Jay McCall. I give a shout-out because she started off. I was doing a – some with Lauren, when she was in middle school, we did some YBOA basketball. And Coach McCall
right.
was helping with that. And she decided to move forward. When I kind of got out of that level and stopped doing that, she kind of moved forward. And congratulations, Coach McCall, for what you're doing for the young people in Montgomery, Alabama, along with working with Coach Smith. Proudly says, Coach Star Wars is goddaughter and my daughter. We want to say congratulations to you. Carry that shield.
Yep.
Somewhere, let me say one more thing. It was amazing. I don't know why I shared this with you. We was over at a game last year, 2 years ago, and I was standing up with Lauren, and a bunch of guys was standing up behind me. Hey, Coach Smith. So, you know, my first thing I heard the guys, I turn around.
Oh.
When they start walking, they walk by me. And you know what that means? You know what that means to me? I'm no longer the Coach Smith now.
We're in the past.
It was just so crazy. But we do want to give a shout-out to them. Congratulations on the effort. Congratulations on the appointment. And congratulations on the success. And how many others. Well, I'll definitely give a shout-out to over there at Bradley where Coach Marvin Lala Smith last year was quite successful, along with the head basketball coach of Bradley, getting a chance to take that team at a high level. That was this year because it was in the spring. Now they're getting ready to roll for 22 and 23. So good luck to each and every one of them. And we just appreciate people want to share their talent with us. We want this to have an opportunity. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We like to have the best candidates that want to give their time remotely to be a part of. So, Starward, let's talk about some football in the southeastern part, starting off with in the state of Alabama. A big game coming up on Friday night in the Crumpton Bowl. You know, I said Crumpton Bowl. You have what they call a Westside Classic. You want to share
Westside Classic has always been one of those situations where we got a interstate that's dividing two schools.
Mm-hmm.
And it always been in situations where all the kids knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, Wolverine Nation has always been Wolverine Nation all over the city of Montgomery. Because one thing about Carl, some kind of way they're going to hold their own. Because
yep.
they got so much pride. I give Lania, and don't take this personal, Dr. Smith, I know that's your alma mater. I give a lot of credit for catching up. But the one thing about Carver that I've noticed, they've been able to keep most people in place when it comes to the positions of hierarchy, like administration and leadership positions in the sport of football and basketball. They just start making a few such changes, and that says a volume. When your door not swinging open back and forth, people feel like you got something good going on in there. They want to get behind that door. But anyway, let's get to the game. Tarver has turned the corner a little bit and went from basketball to the sport of football.
Yep.
Most potential Division I athlete on that team. The only thing that they're not getting, and it's good because going to the playoffs, that's going to be great, they're not getting the type of respectability and notability from the Alabama sports writers, because there's no way that I think they should be an honorable mention and not be in the top 10, but that's all right. It's going to work itself out because I'm known number one and number two to go out in, fourth, in the third and fourth round.
Yep.
And I think this game right here, and I plan on attending, is going to be neat in its seats. It's going to be the good old high school camaraderie again. Now, this is what I do hope. I'm going to put the hay out where the goat can get it, as Dr. Carter used to say at Alabama State University. I just hope we act right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And don't take the flavor. Don't take the flavor to the parking lot away from the game. Don't take the flavor to the stands away from the game. We don't need that. And I'll say this, and I hope somebody listens. If you do it, you need to be locked up or you need to be forbidden if you're high school students from going to any more games in the city of Montgomery, regardless of whether you're school or not, because you need to know how to act. Because this game right here is going to be a game of the ages and a game just like the league game was of, city camaraderie. Throw the records out. Line up and let's play. I look forward to being there.
And you're right, Coach. It can be a game of this decade. Truly, truly, when you think about it, you just started in this 10-year decade, we're going to say. And one exciting thing about this is that Lanier last year, if you remember, was second in the region.
Right.
They won nine games or even eight games. And they lost their opportunity because of some ineligible players.
I remember that as well.
However, their junior class was a lot of their athletes was on and made up their junior. Because just remember now, they don't have the same coach they had last year.
No, they don't.
They have the coach from out of Carver of Birmingham. He is the coach over at Lanier because Coach Cunningham is back at McKee working over there.
Right.
Bottom line is, no reflection said nothing wrong. He done wrong, but that's the choice that the new pro, which was in his going to his second year, made to bring in a young man. And instead of them dropping down and feeling sorry for themselves, they have made statements and articles that the reason they playing at the level with their average rate at about 30-something points a game scoring is that because they lost those games last year. Their motivation is a little different than the year before because they knew they played well enough to be competitive in the playoffs last year. So they're coming down. That's why I think no one could assume just because they hadn't been ranked that they won't be competitive enough to play this, because see, this got a different flavor. This is the West Side class. People going in that know each other, going against each other. It's going to be physical. And literally, we're going to leave the physical play out on the field, not in the stands or out in the parking lot. Please understand that. That's what we advocated. But it's going to be a competitive game. I don't think it's going to be because both teams can score. And both teams are going to have to stop. But I think Carver has the upper hand with the quarterback. He's an outstanding player that's going to be a third. I believe he's that third recognition, not their fourth recognition, to get an opportunity to play at a high level. And that might be one of the moves that the local school may need, the local college right here need to try to look at to get him in there so he'll be ready to go in 2 years. So that's the bottom line, you know, that's something that Robinson Kidd is awesome. And he got some awesome receivers, and the defense is steady, pretty stoutward. So it's going to be an awesome game to you. We're talking high school football on WBSW Radio, the internet station with number one. We got Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth talking and sharing some thoughts. And I want at this time, if you want to share some things about what's going on, what I, in regards to the being our resident high school football or basketball expert, can you share some things that we're ready to come to the end of the show?
Well, we want to make sure we recognize that area volleyball is coming to an end right now. It's beginning tomorrow. Regionals will be in Montgomery. Please go out and support that. Grown tremendously now. Football is getting down to a point where it's getting ready to close out 2 to 3 more weeks. If you look up, football is going to be real good regional-wise because I'm looking at some things here now, like 7, and you got Auburn at 1, Central Kansas City at 4, Opelika at 9. They're all in the same region. So you're looking at some good football going forward. And I like the fact that the city of Montgomery, even the private schools, Montgomery Catholic, 8-0, ranked number 1 in 4A. That's going to be real good there. Looking at UMS Wright, that got put way from 4A to 5A because competitive balance, they ranked number 1 at 7-0. So I say it like this, the rich get richer. It's just a matter of what palace you want to put them in.
That's what it's all about.
But don't forget that the regional the football championship Super 7 will be at Auburn this year. So don't get crossed up. I don't want about driving to Birmingham where it was last year now. I'm going to the University of Alabama. Then going to be at Auburn this year, and that will be on the weekend of December 2nd and 3rd, I think that's where it is. 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Second, third, and 4th. So plenty to look forward to. Plenty that's going to be happening Thursday night and Friday night in the city of Montgomery. Countdown for volleyball coming at the end of the month. And, hey, basketball is wrapping around. Thank you so very much, Dr. Smith, for allowing me to intervene tonight. As you say, my plate stay full, but I never forget my brother, and kudos to you for keeping the home fire burning.
Thank you,
it's
brother.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so very much for letting me share or intervene my thoughts on this primetime Talking Sport Plus internet radio. Again, congratulations to Lori, and congratulations to Tremaine as well. Keep going, both of you. The sky's the limit. We've been there. It's hard sometimes, but
that's
nothing
right.
Good comes easy. This ain't worth having, is worth working hard for.
Awesome, my brother. Awesome. That's what it's all about. I just want to add one more thing to the local school, and I want to give a shout-out. And that's Kite Road. Kite Road, even though they moved from 5A to 6A, being 5A state champion, is going to be quite a competitive for both of those. Well, it already beat Lanier. But for Carver coming up, that's going to be the game coming after this game. So it's going to be
right.
Is rolling. They lost the first two, but they hadn't looked back since then. So it's going to be competitive. So it won't be determined on Friday night. It'll, the West Side Class will be determined, but the area will be determined next weekend between Pike Road and Carver High School. So we'll see. We'll see what it's going to turn out because it flips and the blue and white win on Friday night, then we automatically know that propels Pike Road to be champion of the region. So Pike Road probably pushing for Lanier to win. However, if they don't, then Carver, it's going to be a ball burner next week as well. So let's make it do it. Coach Stallworth gave us an awesome conclusion about volleyball, and we got to remember those young ladies are playing at the high level, playing for championships. And we want them to march into a championship with us. It's been awesome, man, I tell you. Coach Stallworth, as we get ready to close out, we want to leave some parting words with them to let them know how that touchdown Tony Stallworth wraps up a show.
Well, as always, my words are to you. Always take the day, and don't let the day take you.
All right, my brother, I just wanted to hear it one more time. That's what it's all about. It's been awesome sharing some things with you in historical black colleges and universities and high school and middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. We also have some rankings in regards to the state of Arkansas and Louisiana. And we want to just run them off to you right quick. You got Pulaski Academy in Arkansas is 6-0. Cabot, which is 5-1. Conway is 5-1. Bratton is 5-0. Bentonville is 5-1. Arkadelphia, they're 5-0. Fayetteville is 4-2. And Catholic is leading down in the great state of Arkansas with a record of 6-0. And as I can flip over, I want to pull my sheet off so I can talk a little bit about those other schools in the state of look like I thought I had, but in we'll talk about Louisiana football next week and 2 weeks. So it's all about making it do what it do. God has blessed us one more time to be able to share some things with you. And I want to give a shout out to iMac48S. Thank you for joining. Then you have Felicia Chen join us. And Cinco_No_Maya. And last but not least, as I said about Louisiana football, let me run it out right quick. Edna Carr, 5-0. Catholic DR, 5-1. Zachary, 4-1. Ruston, 5-1. You have John Curtis Christian, 5-1, along with St. Augustine, 5-2. You have Turpiline Catholic 6-0. And you also have, what is it, the Strahan 6-0. Those are the schools in the state of Louisiana. It's been awesome, man. I wanted to share that and then go away and run away and then share that to you because it's important that we talk about it. We have an awesome show planned. We got two shows tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You have Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're going to talk about what's going on in our neighborhood, block by block. Then we're going to truly at 6 o'clock have a love cafe. Real love truly is hated. And we want to talk about why real love is hated among individuals. Then today, see you with joy and peace and happiness. But we're going to talk about it. And that's at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow, the Love Cafe, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're out on the Pacific Coast, that'll be 4 o'clock p.m. PT time. And our 1 o'clock show, the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, that's 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 11 o'clock p.m. in the morning out on the Pacific Coast. We're going to come to you. We're going to share some things. I want you to keep in mind, I truly love you. I truly do. It's from my heart. I don't want to ever get away from closing our show and not let you know how I feel. Hashtag be responsible. We are not in the endemic, so make sure you're still responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. No matter what you're going through, we give a shout out to our co-hosts and their teams, Coach Tremaine, King Edward is going to be playing for the championship of Madison County up there, middle school. Team is undefeated 6-0 and moving for a championship. Coach Laura D. Smith having the opportunity to be named boys varsity basketball coach at a middle school and be the fourth female in the history of Montgomery Public School Athletics to coach a girls, now boys team, a varsity team. So we give a shout out to Coach Laura D. Smith. Then we also want to let you know that communication for understanding of a hashtag is important. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag we got this. Hashtag it's a mindset. And as we close out like we do all the shows, we thank you. All of our 33 countries that take time to be a part of this internet station, WBSW Radio, we're number one. Thank you so much. I truly love you. And you have an awesome rest of the night. God has been so good. He blessed us one more time to come before. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And I just want to say this in an emphatic way, like I say all the time. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night.